Laura Erickson joins us live this morning from Arkansas. Laura, good morning.
Good morning.
Where are you exactly?
I'm in a little town called DeWitt, Arkansas, which is where the headquarters of the White River National Wildlife Refuge is. And the refuge headquarters were closed this weekend, so we camped out in the north unit where there's not supposed to be ivory bills, but there's lots of woodpecker signs. And right in our campground, there were seven species of woodpeckers. So I was in heaven all weekend. And the weather was fine. It got really cold one night, but I have a sleeping bag warmer in the form of Photon, Dog of the Bayou. So I was plenty comfortable.
Well, we've already pointed out to folks that if they go to birderblog.com, there is a photograph of Photon, Dog of the Bayou right there.
Well, actually, as of yesterday, that picture is missing, and I have to fix it today. One of the things I'm going to do in DeWitt today is I stopped by the community college there yesterday, and the people there are so nice. This is just the most friendly, welcoming place I've ever been, is this part of Arkansas. I just can't believe how welcoming the people are. So they've offered me the full use of the wireless internet at the community college. So today I'm going to get up pictures from the last several days and fix the blog, which was having a Y2K plus 6 issue and wasn't putting up January entries at all, and so, or putting them way at the end behind last February's entries. So that's supposedly fixed. So today we'll get to fix that all up, and I'll get lots more pictures up of, I have not a whole lot of bird pictures yet, but I've gotten some pictures of tufted titmice and Carolina chickadees. There's snow geese flying all over the place right now. It's really cool to be, you know, just driving past farm fields, there'll be a big flock of snow geese. And
now, obviously, you are in search of, or sort of in search of, the bird who must not be named, but have you added any other lifers to your list at all?
No, there's only one possibility, and that's a Smith's longspur. And I spent a couple hours one day at the Stuttgart Airport. Stuttgart is another little tiny town near here. And the one, quote, reliable place of seeing Smith's longspurs is at the airport. But I was there on a really windy day. So next time I don't have anything better to do on a calm day, I'm going to head back there, because that's the one lifer I have a reasonable chance of seeing on this trip.
Now,
of course, my hope springs eternal that I'll have a 9 species of woodpecker day, the 7 fairly common ones, red-cockaded, and the bird that must not be named.
That must not be named. Now, you told listeners a little bit earlier in your journey that you had hooked up with one of the gentlemen that actually got the sound and video recordings of the bird who must not be named. Now, how did you manage?
David Luno.
How did you manage to score that?
Well, he's just this really nice guy. And I emailed him. I think actually he emailed me before I emailed him. He was following my blog last year, and so I got to we'd been emailing back and forth, and he spent a whole morning with us, taking us down by the Cache River. The next day is the day I saw the mysterious, elusive, tantalizing white form fly through the behind the trees that could have been a pretty cool bird, but I'll never know.
So we'll see. So what is your plan for today? Now, as I recall, now you're getting close to getting ready to head into the real wilderness in search of.
Right. Today it's pouring rain. And so I'm staying in this motel for last night and tonight. And tomorrow's when I'm going to move on down to the south unit. It's actually, even though we're right at the border, this is getting to be the real boonies. At the hotel that I'm staying at, the manager didn't even know what the internet was. And there's no cell phone reception down here at all. And so and there's not a lot of roads, which is going to be really good for getting bird recordings down there. But I have to drive like 50 miles and actually go north first to get on a road that will go all the way to the south and wrap around to get to the place where I'm going to. So it's going to take a while to get down there tomorrow. And I'm going to set up camp on one side of the refuge, which has been pretty good for a few days, and then may stay in the little town of Elaine, which is close to some really good spots where their Cornell's recording equipment has picked up sounds. And I'm probably going to spend several days there, but I'll have to stay in town because there's no camping on that part of the refuge.
Now, will you have a guide, or are you going to be out there all by your lonesome?
Oh, I'm all by myself, but well, with Paula. But it's really fun. And everybody has been so helpful. When I was at the refuge headquarters yesterday, there was this wonderful guy named Richard Hines. He's one of the biologists here. And there's a picture of him, as a matter of fact, with David Luno hanging up some of those, what they call ARUs, the recording units that are automated so that they're picking up the sounds when nobody's around. He was just so helpful showing us all the spots to look at and stuff. So it was, I don't know, This has been just such a cool adventure, and there's been so many people who are just so open and helpful that, you know, the world's a pretty friendly place when it comes right down to it.
Well, it sounds like it sounds wonderful, and I don't know, maybe a lot of folks or some folks at least will be tempted to say maybe Arkansas, rural Arkansas is the place to go on the next vacation. Tell us quick what the weather's like. Of course, we have the unseasonable warmth continues up here, but we're
That's
always...
That's how it is here. And it's been, this is one of the record droughts here. And so places that are normally bayou are the kind of forest where the leaves are all crunching under your feet because it's so dry. Most of Arkansas has been having fire restrictions. So, you know, we've not been able to have a campfire where we're staying. We have a little Coleman stove to cook on, but no, I haven't been able to have a campfire. And so it's really weird to, you know, you'll go over a bridge that is something slough, and you look down, and it's dry as a bone. So it's been both unseasonably warm and unseasonably dry. This is normally the wet season. So people are just delighted about the rain today. And it's not supposed to last long, but it's supposed to last all day, and I hope it's a good soaker.
Sounds like they need it down there. Now, you're heading out into the wilderness. Your camping plans, of course, to get out into the wilderness proper. Will you be returning to, quote-unquote, I don't want to say civilization, but will you be returning to cell phone or internet connectivity in the next few days so that we'll be able to continue to follow your adventures?
Well, no, but today, because I will have access to the internet, I'm going to post some programs for the rest of the week for you. So there'll be new programs from down here about some of the birds I've been seeing and spending time with. I'll see how many I can get up, and then I'll let you know as soon as I am somewhere where there's a phone again.
All right. Good deal. Well, Laura, have a wonderful adventure. Thanks so much for calling in this morning. Travel safely and have a ball, all right?
Okay, thanks.
Laura Erickson this morning, calling from the wilds of Arkansas, where she is in search of adventure and the bird who must not be named.